to her, I'm in trouble and pain. Every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, home. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me,
till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
the mind is just like the open computer screen about ten to 15 windows are open. 10 to 15 taps are open. And we don't know from where the music is coming. There is one window from where the music is coming. But exactly from which window it is coming baffles the intellect. The mind has got so many layers, So when we talk of willpower and confidence and strong determination, strong resolve, we fail because the mind remains scattered. And the scattered mind, an unconcentrated mind, cannot achieve what it wants to achieve. Everybody wants to change one's daily routine, but the penetrating vision is difficult to achieve. Everybody wants to improve health, relationships, career, achieve success. And planning is there, but the planning falls flat. Theory is not translated into practice. And why this happens? We know all the secrets, and yet when we try to apply, they don't work. We have been hearing knowledge from such a long time that there is hardly any point of knowledge which we are unaware of. And yet, the sanskars remain same. And yet, the overall improvement is poor. And yet, the levels of achievements in whatever field we want is less. So why this happens? Yesterday we saw about positive affirmations. Today we'll discuss something about attraction, law of attraction. Like attracts like. Who discovered it? Very difficult to say. It is in existence since time immemorial. Buddha has talked about it. Walt Disney has talked about it. Religious founders, seekers, leaders, philosophers, thinkers, everybody has spoken about it, directly, indirectly. And what is it? And how it will help us in our pranic journey? The goal is to achieve complete manifestation of pranic living. Unless and until that pranic flow is established within us, we remain dependent. The goal is to become free. The goal is to become free from all the dependencies. The goal is to achieve freedom. The first and the last freedom is this freedom, that we operate independently. We do not need anything. We do not need anything from outside. So the first was positive affirmations. The second is like attracts like, or law of attraction. The third, which we'll see tomorrow, is visualization, which is one of the most powerful tools to manifest this law of attraction. So what is this law of attraction and how it works? It says like attracts like. Stone attracts stone, flower attracts flower, positive attracts positive, negative attracts negative. If you are filled with guilt, if you are filled with hurt, trauma, pain, misery, suffering, inferiority, and you are constantly churning that, you are constantly bemoaning, always penitent, always expressing repentance or complaining, the same thing you are projecting into the universe, and the universe will see to it that it is again re-manifested in your life. So what you think becomes reality. In fact, thoughts are things. Just as this duster is a thing which we can see, it has got color, shape, size, dimensions. In the similar manner, thoughts also are things. You can keep them from one place to another. You can plant them somewhere. So this law says that whatever you think in your heart, the same thing comes in you, comes back to you. Whatever you project into this universe, the same thing will come back to you. You keep on saying, I am not healthy, I am sick, I am unhappy, I am sorrowful, I am not good. The same things would go and enter the universe, and there would be chemical reactions there. And soon all those things will enter into your life. And it will manifest. You think, I have done wrong, I should not have done it. And all the religious people even teach you the same thing, to hate yourself. You are not a good person. You are impure. You have done this, you have done that. But the real spirituality starts with self, and it teaches you that the first and the foremost law of the universe is to forgive yourself. How many times? 1 time, 2 times, 7 times, 70 times, 700 times. Unless and until you forgive yourself, the door to the higher consciousness doesn't open, because guilt consciousness is low consciousness. So forgive yourself and usher into higher and newer consciousness. So the law says, thoughts become reality. Thoughts become reality. Whatever you think will become the part of the fabric of this universe. Though we appear to be such a small miniature creature, we look at the stars, we look at the moon, we look at everything, and we feel we are such a tiny object, creature, and yet everything of our influences this universe. So if you carry any thought and it becomes your belief, then it will manifest. So pranic living is about rechanging, it's about reprogramming, it's about reintegrating, it's about deconditioning your belief systems. Whatever you have been taught since childhood, we need to change that. You eat, otherwise you will die. That thought is so deeply within us. If you don't eat, you will die. If you don't eat this, you will suffer from deficiencies. You have been taught all these things. So it's all about changing from here. I receive everything I need from the environment. I receive everything I need from the cosmic air. I need everything from love. Love is the greatest nourishment. Happiness is the greatest nourishment. Gyan is greatest nourishment. Purity is greatest nourishment. Bliss is greatest nourishment. Powers are greatest nourishment. I am being sustained and nurtured by spiritual powers. I don't need anything. Create new thoughts and new reality will come to you. If you think I need this, then you need that. If you think I don't need this, I don't need that. So it's all in the mind. It is the mind game. Yesterday we saw so many affirmations about fasting. Any affirmation you take. I am more in more touch with my emotions. I am determined to finish what I start. I am unlocking all my full potential through fasting. I can handle whatever setbacks I encounter while fasting. My body is improving in overall function. I am freeing my body from all the toxins. The body is filled with whatever that you have eaten and that has become clogged and blocked the mind and its flow. The moment you enter into fasting stage, you become emotionally stable. Otherwise, emotions are always in the stage of upheavals. Suddenly you will realize that emotions have stabilized. Suddenly you have realized that your urges, your desires have come under control. Suddenly you realize all your other futile addictions have gone. You are addicted to newspaper, you are addicted to TV, television, media, news, social media. And you realize all those have got lost their importance. Now you feel focused, the mind is concentrated. The stillness of the body has increased. The concentration has increased. The clarity has increased. You can see and have a penetrating vision into what is going on in your life. Your connection with yourself has increased. The other day we talked about 7 connections. Connections with your breath, connection with your body sensations, connection with soul, connection with Supreme Soul, connection with 5 elements, connection with animal world, connection with plant world. Your connection will increase. Your meditation will become powerful. What you were talking till now, I am soul. Now you don't say I am soul. Rather, I am soul is the result. It is the result. You don't keep on practicing I am soul, I am this soul and I am that soul. You don't do anything. Rather, you maintain so much detachment from the body and all the bodily attachments that you remain in the natural state of soul consciousness. Do deities practice Soman? Do they practice self-respect in golden age? Do they practice I am deity, I am 16 celestial degree full, I am non-violent, I am full of all the virtues? Do they practice 10 times, 20 times, once they get up in the morning, oh, who I am? I am a deity. Do they practice? But no. They have the natural state of soul consciousness. Why? Because they are on cosmic diet. Because they are on cosmic diet. If cooked food is introduced in Satyug, they all will fall down, not in 2500 years, but in 100 years. if they are fed pizza and burger. So Satyug and Treta Yug will total of 50 years. That's it. They will fall. The test of cooked food and fall of man. Because if you introduce dead into the system, you will become dead. So when you eat, you attract diseases. You attract old age. You attract death. You attract sorrow. And when you fast, you attract youth, fullness. You attract health. You attract life. You attract happiness. You become suddenly energetic. So powerful. People have their experiences of Navratri, 9 days across the world. Those who have done this 9-day fasting, ask them how they were. Full of energy. They play Garba. So those who are in fasting stage, they are playing all the time. Those who are eating cooked food, they go and sit on the chair in between multiple times because they get tired. Because the life energy is blocked. There are people who have done 9 days of juicing, only juices, rasahar, for 9 days. And they are so energetic. So powerful. And working all the time, their daily routine. Spending 2 hours in dance in the evening and whole day working, preparing food for others, for the family members, especially mothers. And they themselves are so powerful. From where this energy comes? Because the moment you stop cereals and grains and all those cooked stuff, you come back to your natural nature, your real nature. You become powerful. The blockages in the mind are opened. The blockages in the body are opened. The arteries, the veins. Everything becomes full of power and energy. So it is the absolute command of nature to give up cooked food once and for all, permanently. So law of attraction has got 7 rules. What are they? Rather, there are 7 mini laws in this law of attraction. The first is law of manifestation. The first is law of manifestation. What does this law say? As we already said, whatever you focus on, that becomes reality. That is law of manifestation. That is the first law. Within the law of attraction, there are 7 small laws. The law of manifestation. You focus on something, it becomes reality. You focus on health, it will become reality. I really want to become healthy. I'm tired of all these medications, and I'm tired of all these visits, and I'm also tired of all these investigations, and I'm tired of all this. I don't want anymore. I want to test what real health is. And many, very, very few of us have tasted real health. Your blood reports are normal doesn't mean you are healthy. You are not having fever, cough, cold. That doesn't mean you are healthy. What is your mind? What is the energy level? What is the chi flow? What is the prana flow in the system? What is the status of chakras? And what is the status of your aura? And what is the status of your sleep? And quality of sleep. What is the status of your mind and mood fluctuations? If that is there, you are not healthy. The law of manifestation means whatever you focus, it will get manifested. Second is law of magnetism. Whatever energy you put into this world, the same energy will come back to you. You put negative energy into the world, negative energy will come back to you. You put diseases and complaints, same thing will come to you. Happy people always meet happy people. Unhappy people soon meet unhappy people. If you keep singing the song of your sorrows and suffering and misery, you will soon be surrounded by those people who will give you good company. If you are sick, sick people will surround you. If you are healthy, healthy people will surround you. If you are filled with negativity, negative people will surround you. If you are filled with waste, waste people will surround you. If you are filled with gossips and news of this world, soon you will find that you have company of people who are gossip mongers and better gossip mongers than you. They will have better news than what you have. You have stale news. They have recent news. They know all the whereabouts and details of the upcoming events, which are highly spicy and interesting news. So the second law is law of magnetism. What you put into the universe, the same comes back to you. The third is the law of unwavering desire. What you desire intensely, if you have desire to achieve highest level of health, if you have the desire that I should get free from all the hunger sensations, I should never feel hungry, and I should utilize my time in better purposes, unless and until the mind is free from lust and food. These are the only two maya. Unless and until you get rid of these two, you cannot focus on spiritual things. So long as mind is focused on food and sex, these are the only two purusharth. All rest is just details. You can forget thinking of yourself as a soul, remembering father, remembering golden age, remembering paramdham, practicing drills. Forget everything. Focus on getting free yourself from these two things. That's it. Then what remains is spirituality. Rather, spiritual journey starts only and only when you get rid of all the sensuality and all the food addictions. These are the only two addictions. Rest, all addictions are but the sons and grandsons and children of these two addictions. They are like mother and father of vices. Once you are free from these two, what you are left with? Once you are free from this, you can easily get rid of all the digital addictions. You can all easily get rid of all other personal addictions. Drugs, drinks, you know. BKs also are resorting to drinking nowadays and drugs. We see in our OPDs, because they are frustrated, because total suppression has happened. They come young into Gyan, and everywhere they are taught lust is the greatest enemy, and lust is the greatest enemy, and that is suppressed. And then after a few years or many years, it comes out again on the surface, and they resort to drinking. And all forms of sensuality. And they become confused and then suffer from guilt consciousness, which is so much predominant. And they land up into depression. So there are only and only two purusharth. Only two. Get rid of this and get rid of this. Rather, if you ask me which is out of these two, forget this thing. There is only one purusharth which is left, and that is food. Do this and get rid of everything. This is the first and the ultimate and the last Purusharth. If you have asked, spend one day fasting and spend one day reading Avyakta Murli, I would prefer fasting. If one is asked 3 days, you do bhatti, silence, and do one day fasting. Fasting is better than these 3 days of silence bhatti with your mind full of music of vices. Fasting detaches you from the body, and what remains is soul. And soul has already everything in it, all the innate divine qualities. You don't have to borrow, purchase, ask, or repeat. Nothing. It is inborn. Deities don't have to repeat, I am soul. So why you have to repeat? Do you have to repeat that I am male, I am not female? Do you? No. So that is so deeply entrenched, ingrained in our personality. So also, I am soul. The experience starts when you enter into fasting stage. So desire. Fourth law is the law of delicate balance. Unless and until you create that balance in your life. Balance means everything. Pranic living is about meditation. Pranic living is about fasting. Pranic living is about healthy diet. Pranic living is about pranic activities. Pranic living is about exercise. Pranic living is about karma yoga. Pranic living is about love of God. Pranic living is about selfless service. Pranic living is about music. Pranic living is going close to nature. Pranic living is increasing your touch with nature. Everything combined together. Put everything together. Then you become pranic. Otherwise not. If you are focused only on food, you will become a faddist. A food faddist or a obsessive personality. All the time thinking about food. Today what I have to eat and drink. No. You shift the focus from food to prana. The focus is, it is not about reducing food, it is increasing prana. It is not about fasting just that I don't eating. It is about what I am replacing food with. So focus is on something else. The fifth law is law of harmony. The universe is flow. So you become full of harmony within yourself. You forgive yourself. No matter what you have done, there are greater sinners than you in this world. So you can take the liberty to forgive yourself. Self-compassion is the first compassion. Self-mercy is the first mercy. Self-love is the beginning of all love. You cannot love other human beings unless until you love yourself. You hate yourself, definitely you will have hatred for others. And whatever that has happened in life, ups and downs, you accept everything. I accept everything as true, as real. Sixth, law of right action. Now I decide what to do and what not to do. Now I decide this is the path. And last, the law of universal influence. Whatever you are thinking is influencing the universe. The entire universe is the ocean of vibrations and energy. You are sitting here, somebody is sitting in US, somebody is sitting in Australia. You affect everyone. And others affect you. So these are the seven laws of attraction, and there are three methods. Very simple. First, ask what you want. Second, believe. And third, receive. Ask. Ask the entire universe. I want health. I want happiness. I want freedom. I want to get rid of this addiction. I want to achieve highest form of freedom. These are unhealthy. These are harming me. So ask. Second, believe, yes, I believe that I can do this. If one has done, everyone can do. If Brahma has done, everyone can do. If Mama has done, everyone can do. And third, receive. You should be ready to receive what you have asked for. So ask, believe, and receive. So use this law of attraction everywhere, throughout the day. Sit and meditate. You can do this practice by visualization. Tomorrow we'll see. Just sleep in a simple position, very relaxed, and visualize. What you want to become, see it. And see it so energetically, so clearly, that you are already that person. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.